This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs Only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look now at your news for the hour. The Caseville City Council will be meeting at 8 a.m. today, Monday, July the 20th, so that's in a few hours from now, at the City Hall at 6767 Main Street. This is the meeting that was originally rescheduled from July the 13th because there was not a quorum at that time. According to the preliminary agenda, the council is expected to review proposals to place a banner, address two requests for funding, as well as doing a proposed budget adjustment. And another news for today. The first female lighthouse keeper in Michigan was remembered on July the 18th during a brief ceremony dedicating a barn quilt in her honor. Representatives from the Pointer Barks Maritime Museum, the Port Hope Area Historical Society, and the community at large gathered at the Port Hope Lumberyard Museum to dedicate the quilt that was named Catherine's Guiding Light. Marilyn Becker of the Maritime Museum told the group that Catherine Shook was the keeper at the Point of Barks Lighthouse from 1849 to 1851. She took on the role after the lighthouse's first keeper, her husband Peter Shook, drowned. The barn quilt was designed and painted by volunteers with the Historical Society's Barn Quilt Project Committee. Catherine's Guiding Light will also be on display on August the 1st at the Point of Barks Museum and Lighthouse during the Heritage Festival. The quilt will then get its permanent home on the wall of the Lumberyard Museum. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
This is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle that comes with peace of mind, then you need to come and shop at Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe. Every vehicle we sell that isn't on our economy lot comes with a warranty at no additional cost to you and no confusing fine print. This week I'm featuring a 2021 Chevy Equinox. It's all-wheel drive and like new with only 23,000 miles. You get Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, heated cloth seats, remote start, power liftgate, and a backup camera with parking sensors and more. It's priced to sell at $22,780. If you are looking for a compact SUV that's good on gas, we have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It's also low mileage for the year, with 41,000 miles. It's the top trim and fully loaded. Come take it for a test drive and take it home for just $16,580. Need a third row? We have a 2020 Ford Explorer. It's also packed with features. You get heated seats front and back, heated steering wheel, four-wheel drive, remote start, Bluetooth, navigation, a backup camera, and a ton more. It has 90,000 miles, and we're asking $21,980. If you need a truck, we just got in a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT Super Crew Cab. It's four-wheel drive, has a 5-liter V8, towing package, a backup camera, and Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. We're asking $29,980.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Michigan Department of Education has announced more than 80 schools in 31 school districts receive grants for critical infrastructure needs, including three districts in the Thumb area. The Owendale-Gagetown Area School District in Huron County received $6,565,594. Tuscola County's Mayville Community School District received $3,206,220. And the Almont Community School District in Lapeer County received $332,472. A majority of the grants will be used for HVAC projects, and some districts will use the funding for roofing, plumbing, fire protection, or electrical work. Overall, more than $224 million in grants were awarded by the MDE. And another news for today. There were some reports given on road work as well as the fire department during this month's Bingham Township Board of Trustees meeting. Trustee Charles Briolet reported the Huron County Road Commission is replacing the tube on Munford Road between Verona and Tyre Roads. Spreading gravel is also being done, and he is working on getting the cost for repairing part of the unimproved Huron Line Road that has washout damage from some rainstorms. During the meeting, Bingham Township Fire Chief Joseph Staser reported that as of July the 8th, the fire department now has had 16 emergency calls. All of the fire trucks have passed their inspections, and the fire department and Central Huron Ambulance held a joint training session. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.